Perek Beis in the Chazon Ish, where he discusses bitachin. He has a short and seemingly unique approach to the Indian of bitachin, but the truth is that it's already found in the Rishonim, just maybe not as clear. He sort of is maimed the Indian. There's many, many levels of bitachin, as he himself writes, and there's many, many aspects of bitachin and results of bitachin, and we'll try to discuss them as we go along. Says the Chazon Ish. Oitalef, Toys Noishenis Nis Azrucho, believe Rabbi Musang Bitochen. There is an old mistake that has found lodging in the hearts of many people with regard to the concept of Bitochen. Shem Bitochen, a Meshamish Lemida Mehulolo, Vekris Vifich HaChasidim, the name Bitochen, referring to the Midah of Midas HaBitochen, which is used by Chasidim Vanshe Maisel as a midah, which is praiseworthy and central midah. Nistoivava has been turned around, b'musik kimusik b'musik choyve lahamin b'chol mikra shepoyge sh'odom, that it's been changed to a term that a person has an obligation to believe that in any scenario that a human being encounters, v'midase likras osid bilti murcha, and he's standing in front of a future which is yet undecided, v'shnei d'racham basid, achas teva v'leishniyo, and there's two possibilities of what might happen, and one looks good and one really does not. Ki betach yeh ha-toiv, v'mistapik v'choshesh al hipach ha-toiv u'michusu b'tochen. Many people believe that if there's two things that could happen, two things, he's not sure, Rachman Aslan, he has to go into the doctor, and it could be something that's very, sounds terrible, it could be something which is totally not an issue. Bitochen means that you have to believe that what's going to be is the good, and not the bad. And if a person does not believe that, then he's choyser bitochen. That's how the mistaken bitochen is. Ve'ein harazu b'bitochen nechoinu. He says this explanation of bitochen is not correct. I don't think that he means to say that there is not such a level of bitachon, as there is a level, as he himself writes, if you skip to the end, in Oy Zayin, in page Yud Ches, where he discusses, Yesh oid mi midas ha-bitachon, ki ala b'teach shor ruch ha-kodesh, m'slavi ima ruch oiz mevasri, ki omenu mi-azrei Hashem, k'mo yisham edavar ha-melech, la-vashom, tachan ha-alai machaner, la-yur ha-libi, imtkum alai melech, ma-gzeis, ani b'teach. V'zein in m'schal ha-fimailas ha-bitach, v'rev kodshay. There is such a level of bitachon, where a person knows for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help them. He's not saying that there's not such a level. It's before that we're in the Rishonim as well. He's referring to say that somebody that doesn't have that level, somebody that's not holding there, somebody that's Yechid Segula, we're talking about Davin HaMelech Alav HaShalom, who's Rebbe of Yibir Makovo. We're talking about Chatzinim Anshim Ha'isek Doilim. It doesn't mean that somebody that doesn't have that level doesn't have Bitachin. Bitachin is the basic description and definition of Bitachin is, as he's about to say, "Avol inyan abitochen hu ha'omun she'ein mikre ba'olam." The belief that there's no happenstance, there's no chance that just happenstance that happened in the world. V'chol anasa tachas Hashemesh akol ba'achroz mitei yisparach. And every single solitary thing that happens in this world is a decreed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. U'b'yoyitz pula se'emuna al orkei ha'chaim hi b'chol midas b'nei adam. Now, the amuna, when a amuna is acting in the course of a person's life, it's no different than all the rest of midas that a human being has. Kshim shemidas ha'anavu midas harachmi mechayetz behen min amidas ein lehem b'mikri yitzuras hageshem. He says, just like midas ha'anavu and midas harachamim and all other good midas, they don't have they're not bound by the, or finite, like something which is physical. Anything which is physical has boundaries and has limitations in size. And if it loses its boundaries, then it loses its whole form. And for example, kli shavar in a kli alacheres. If you have a kli that breaks, so the bottom came off, so it's not a kli anymore. It's not just like a half a kli. What do you mean? 90% is here. If you have a cup where the bottom is taken off, then you don't have a cup of klal. It's not that you have 90%. The midas of human beings change according to their levels. Every righteous, straight person has etvat of the midah. He has some, to certain of the midahs of anava and rachamim. But not all human beings are equal. And different levels, some greater than others. Likewise, emuna is a similar thing, that there's many, many levels of emuna. And those that we refer to as ketani emuna, they're also considered ma'aminim, since they're not atheists. However, the emuna is very weak. And the emuna does not find, is not manifested in their lives, except when it comes to Ritzicha, comes to Averis that everybody is Mefursam, then he has this aspect of Amunah that I better not do such a thing. And some people, their Amunah is stronger, and it manifests its way itself in a more defined way. It's more, with more clarity. The same changes and levels of Madrigas is spread out also with regard to tzaddikim. Hachayim v'munasim v'chalusam. Av nevdolim v'pratiyosim z'lamayla mizeh v'z'lamayla mizeh. It says, so too with tzaddikim. It's not that everybody's on the same level. Every person of b'negeah to emunah, b'negeah to bitachon, which, as he's going to explain in the next one, betzem emunah and bitachon is really the same thing. Emunah is just in the theory, and bitachon is in the practice, living your life al pi the emunah that you have. So it doesn't mean there's not just one level of emunah, either you have it or you don't have it. There's infinite levels of emunah, and the standard person is even ketani emunah, or ketani emunah, or bechlal ma'aminim. Just it only expresses itself in a very small portion of his life. Tzadikim expresses themselves in every aspect of their lives, but every person is on a different level. Now he really explains what is bitachon. Kshera adam nifkash b'mikra asher lefi anog shebo olam tafi ano midarchi ateva. I see that I skipped a few lines earlier. Now that I realize it, I'm sorry. I'm going to go back for a second. He says, why is it not bitachon? Before he explains why it is bitachon, he says, ein harazu b'bitachon nechayna. It's on the sixth line, seventh line. Ein harazu bebitachon echoina shekol shelei nizbara benevuah goyrol haasid ein haasid mukhra. He says this is not correct definition of bitachon, because if it hasn't been clarified through nevuah what the future is going to bring, so ein haasid mukhra, then the future is not defined. What it was. Kimi yodei mishpatei Hashem gebulais v'yizbara. Who knows the judgments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his reward? He says, what is bitachon? What he says there, and we'll turn back to Page Yudalin, he explains what bitachon is. Kasher adam nifkash b'mikra asher lefi anog sheba oylem tzpuye elav sakona midarchi ateva. Lifchoid mitivas oylem. When a person encounters a situation where naturally a person has a fear from what's going to occur. He doesn't know what's going to be. It's in the deep dark alley and there's a 6'8" huge person with a gun in his by his side approaching him. And it could be something which is terrible, and something which is, I'll just pass by without anything. Biteva oilam, tzvuyei lav, it involves the sakana, which is the normal human being would be scared from such a situation. The keshes rucha yarpe'eyu, and the difficulty that his ruach feels, weakens him. Milizko she'en ha'mikra adunia alonu. And it weakens him from feeling that there is no mikra. Mikra is not a ruler over him. V'she'in matzor l'Hashem l'yeshiyoy u'lehoichin misavavim she'echlifes kol misavavim. And it's at this point it's hard for him to realize that there's nothing preventing the Ribbono Shel Olam from creating new means and causes that will change all the misavavim. And be'etzem v'havlogo b'shas hakosh el azu l'hashis b'kirbes ha'emes ha'yedua If a person has to realize that, internalize, that at this point, there's nothing which is mikra. If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen regardless, even when the person's in his house. And if it's not supposed to happen, it's not going to happen regardless. If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. If it's not going supposed to happen, it's not going to happen. Nothing is mikra. Be'etzem, the fact that this person encountered the situation, there's no more reason that it should occur than he didn't encounter the situation. The chances of it happening are the same, no matter what the situation is. What do you mean the chances? In other words, if it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not supposed to happen. It's a story with one of the Rosh Yeshivas who used to send came to America and used to send Bachram to Eretz Yisrael, get them to send to Eretz Yisrael. Because he sent one of the families to Eretz Yisrael, and when their kid was this is in Tarpat, the kid was killed in Hebron. Because he didn't want to, it was the person who lived in Chicago, Wexler was the name. And he didn't want, when next time he went to America, he didn't want to go meet the father. So he didn't go to Chicago, because he was around the New York area, tri-state area, and he bumps into this Wexler. He says, what's up? I haven't seen her for so long. He used to come every time he came to America. I haven't seen her in a few years. So he says, what should I do? I can't face you. It was because of me that I sent your child to... that you sent your child to Eretz Yisrael. He was in Eretz Yisrael, he was in Hebron, and he got killed in the massacre. He says, Bekitzer, I bet him was the one that caused your son to get killed. He says, Makoto. He says, every bullet has an address. My son was supposed to die exactly on that day. He could have died in America, not as a Ben Terrell, or he died in Eretz Yisrael as a Ben Terrell. He says, Baruch Hashem, was in your zchus. And my son was nifter as a Ben Terrell. It's a tremendous level of Hakara and Emuna and be talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom that there's nothing that could have changed anything. There's no, but that's be'etzem, the nekuda of that there's no situation. It's not as if he would have been somewhere else, something would have been different. If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. If it's not supposed to happen, it's not going to happen. A person has to be makir, the akar of brura, that nothing is by chance. No happenstance. There's nothing mikre ba'olam b'chlal. Asher shirish emunasai mefiga pachdasai, and the root of his emuna, the strength of his emuna, it'll alleviate any fear that he has. When he sends like omits, it gives him courage. Lahamin be'apsharas atzala, that the ability to believe that even no matter what the situation looks like, no matter how dreary the situation is, v'she'im lefanen etil ero yisim etil etoivo inin zeik ve'evo midas abitachon, that whatever situation is, there's no netil one more than the other. No matter how dreary it looks, no matter how many people were turned to the left in the concentration camps in front of him, be'etzem, when it comes to him, there's no, it's 50-50, be'etzem. What it means that there's no more netiel to the small than to the yamin. And the efsharas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save the people are infinite. And there's no situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't change, that it's going to be, that what we would think is the good will be able to come out. That is the basic level of bitachon. That's really what bitachon means. It doesn't mean that if a person has to think that only good's going to happen, and if something which doesn't happen, if something which is not good happens, then kinira he's missing his bitachon. His lashon is mechusar bitachon. Bitachon, that's not the Indian of bitachon. The Indian of bitachon is the akara brura, that no matter what situation a person finds himself in, no matter how bleak it looks, no matter how dark it looks, no matter what's going on, there's no situation that can't be changed in an instant through the Rebbeinu Shalom. And everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Whatever happens from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and if it doesn't get changed, that's also from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's about to continue. Umidas ha-bitachon lahamid atzmel nekudas ha-emuno af behalois ha-machshavti tzad yisurim. In bitachon is helps him that he realizes through his emuno, even when he entertains the possibility that the tzad, the left side, Rachman al-Atzlan, is going to involve tremendous yisurim. And his heart will be awake and aroused to the fact through his bitachon that it's not by chance. There's no mikra b'chlal in the world. Everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just like the famous story in Tainus, that they wanted to kill out the whole town if they didn't admit who was that the perpetrators, and the Linus of Papas came forward and they said, we're the one that did it. And they said, and the Roman ruler said, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu save you like he saved Hanan Mishael Azariah? And he says, what do you mean? They were tzaddikim, they weren't mechuyev mis l'shamayim. We're not tzaddikim. Anus chayavnu l'makayim. V'mein ator agenu harbe hargim yesh l'makayim v'harbe duvim v'arayis. Chol zeh midas ha-bitachon. They realized, they said, listen here, if we deserve to die, then if you don't kill us, somebody else is going to kill us. It's not up to you whether or not we're going to die or we're not going to die. If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. If it's not supposed to happen, it's not going to happen. It's like the story of the Asari Rugi Malchus, the way that it's brought down in the Midrashim, is that when they heard the decree of the Asari Rugi Malchus, they said, let's go to the Shemayim and see. We'll send somebody up to the Rebbeinu Shalom to see whether or not this was this is what we say in Yom Kippur, for those that say the Piyutim. I don't know what Nosach, but the Nosach Ashkenaz. You say the Piyutim, they went up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yishmol, Kohen Gadol, went up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Shomati Me'achori Ad HaPargur, it's already a song now, Shomati, Shebezois Atem, Shebezois Atem, Nukodim, Shebezois Atem Nukodim, in other words, that they, it was ready to see from. They had decided that there'll be mevatel the gzeirah if it wasn't true. We'll get out of it. And it was ready niggas from the Rebbeinu Shlom. So now, how did the gzeirah come to fruition? How is it manifested? That's through Asar Rugi Malchus. But it's not like if they would have done something else. Punk, they happened to live in Rome, but if they wouldn't have lived in Rome, it wouldn't have happened. They would have run away. If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. That's the Inyan of Bitochen. The Inyan of Bitochen is the Inyan of Bitochen is that there's no mikra ba'olam. Ain mikra ba'olam klal. Gam iloi shel atzala, shetivu b'nei adam l'shtadl v'hen m'shtanas yitzal b'teich. And likewise, the means of looking to be saved, that the nature of human being is to put an effort, changed by a b'teich. Ki tachas lirudeif achar nedivim v'sarim olavakish tachbu l'shav. Because in place of running after the wealthy and the influential people, to look for useless strategies, yifashvish habaytech b'maisov v'yifne aslibu l'tshuva tefilu v'tzokol l'avir tzoya gezerim. The boiteach, he's mafashi. The first thing he does, mafashi myself, and he changes to and he's yifane aslibu l'tshuva tefilu v'tzokol l'avir tzoya gezerim. This doesn't mean not to do ishtadlus of a person has a heart attack, so he's just going to be boiteach and kadosh baruch hu. That's not what it means. He himself discusses ishtadlus b'hemshich. But the question is, what's the knee-jerk reaction? What's the knee-jerk reaction? When something happens, is it l'shuvasu kivisi Hashem? Or he goes to here, and he goes to there, and he runs around, and a person can spend his entire life doing ishtadlus. A person has to do ishtadlus. And a person, that's the world that we're in, is the do ishtadlus. As the Ramban in the Hakdamah to Parshas Vayesha says, that v'yira Yaakov ma'id v'yetzalai v'yachas adam reshuita, he says he wasn't tzemech on his tzidkus, rather he did ishtadlus, he did ishtadlus, but biachad in the ishtadlus is comes together the tefila that he was like Yaakov Avinu. It's also, so the question is, how is it split up? To what proportion is it that the person is doing ishtadlus and he also remembers to throw in a tefila, or is there really, certainly have to do ishtadlus, but there's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm receiving. I want to see what there is that I could do to change it with in myself, in the realm of tshuva, tefillah, v'tzedakah. So certainly there is, bitachin is involves many different aspects, which we hope to touch on, but this is the basic insight of the Chazon Ish, that the basic bitachin is, in whatever situation that a person encounters, is to realize that there's no situation that is out of the realm of, is out of the dominion of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And no matter how bleak it looks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change everything instantaneously. And everything could be changed, and everything could be much different. For sure going to happen, we can't say it's for sure going to happen. There's many tremendous people that died in the Holocaust. Right? They didn't have bitachon, they didn't have that. What do you mean? Why weren't they saved? Why didn't a flying carpet come and take them away? Lav dafka doesn't mean that at the end of the day it's going to happen. Now we'll see. There is the very fact that a person is boiteach, that in itself is a schus that a good outcome should come. The bitachon doesn't mean for sure that it's going to happen. The good, what you see as good, is going to happen. What is good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us more than we know what's good for us. So what we think is good could be really something else. What's good, whatever is going to happen is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's good for our situation. To realize that it's Ribbono Shel Olam, now the very bitachon that a person has when he's mechazik in bitachon, HaBoiteach B'Hashem Chesed Yisei Vivenu. The bitachon is a means of reaching a level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to be, give you chesed. It's like a tefillah to Ribbono Shel Olam. The same way that a tefillah works, if a person is sick, if a person is mispal, so it could be that it will change the decree. If he's supposed to daven, he's not supposed to daven. No, the tefillah is a schus. The tefillah is a schus that it should change something. The bitachon itself is a schus that the matzav should change. So the first of all, bitachon means to define, bitachon is when a person realizes that there's no chance, there's no mikra boilam bechlal, it's all b'achraz mi'iter yizbarach, no matter what's going to happen. But the very fact that a person is mischazik in that, he realizes there's no reason to be scared because there's no mikra. What's going to happen was decided by the Rebbe Shalom. That in itself is the biggest chos of chesed Hashem, b'teach b'Hashem, chesed yisevenu, that it should come out a good outcome at the end of the day.